left off in the previous year, we were discussing the machlokes of Rishonim, whether an erechad only has the ability to be mechayev shvua, whether an erechad can be potter shvua. This machlokes is going to affect three different cases at a level of deraisa, because we know there are three different shvuas deraisa: the shvuas hashom, shvuas medamikta, shvuas erechad. So each and every time that there's a potential chiyuv shvua deraisa, can erechad step up to the plate and combat that shvua and cancel that shvua? That's a major, major machlokes, really at a level of deraisa. So we spoke a little bit, Shiel, last week, even assuming that such a concept exists, which again, many Rishonim deny the existence of such a concept, but even a niyach such a concept exists, like perhaps Rabbi Natan, for sure the Mount Rutenberg, the Rosh, etc., it was a further question, how to understand the nature of that halacha. Why is it? What are the mechanics that an erechad can patur mishvur? We saw the Maharam Rutenberg understood that it's based on Parshas Erechad itself. That nichlal in the Gzeres HaKosov, lichlal in the Gzeres HaKosov of erechad kam mishvur is bein l'chayah bein l'tur. Whether it's lichlal fayish in the pasuk, whether you need a kamah kumah to extract it, that was subject to a debate. But it's definitely part of Parshas Erechad. And then we saw a whole different approach, that the din is true, but the rationale is very different. That was the Yeshayim in the Rosh, Yeshkavim Raya. It's not based on Parshas Erechad, it's based on a general din of Shavuos called Siyua. But anytime there's something which is supporting the Baal Din, who would otherwise not take a Shavuah, there's some kind of a new razzle-dazzle, some kind of a brand new Allah, we don't know where it comes from, called Siyua. And whenever there's some kind of a support for the Baal Dover, that's a potter from the Shavuos. So where did anyone come off to say such a wild thing, that such a concept of Misayeya, Patim Mishmulas? That was based on the Gemara about Slum Dinrim. So we had a major Machlokes and Rishonim. How to understand Mishat and Slum Dinrim. Why is it that if I claim there are five, the Shtar doesn't say anything, Shtar just says Slum or Dinrim. So I claim it's five and you claim it's two. So the Gemara said that wouldn't be considered to be a Achiv of Shmulas Medvim Mixus. Why isn't it Medvim Mixus? I'm saying five, you're saying two. Sounds pretty Medvim Mixus to me. So we saw Machlokes and Rishonim. So the one opinion, the Rosh claim, the reason why there's no Shvua is because the Shtar is supporting the Lohim. Because the fact that the Shtar doesn't enumerate how many Slohim there were, how many Dinrim there are, that Gufa is a little bit of a riot that's pointing in the direction that it was Taka 2. Otherwise, it would be pretty foolish to write Stam Slohim if it was more than 2. So that's a Siyu of Shah. So we said, nah, we're not so convinced that that's a good raya. We said, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's much more than Siyuah. Rashi says it's Eidus. Rashi says that when it says in the Shtar, Siloyim, that's tantamount to saying, two Siloyim. Because no Eidim in the right mind would have to write Siloyim Stam if it wasn't two. So with one fell swoop, Rashi Lashitasa removed that raya. Rashi responded to that raya by saying that Siloyim Dinrim is not a Siyuah, rather it's real Eidus. So we ended the Shiur on Thursday by pointing out that notwithstanding the fact that we have two opinions in the Rishonim how to read that story about Slum Dinrim, we were troubled with both of the pshatim, because Rashi's pshat doesn't seem to fit so well into the Lashon HaGemara, but a little bit of an issue with Rashi's pshat, because the Gemara calls it a siyuah, the Gemara doesn't use the word Eidus. The Gemara knew what the word Eidus was, but wanted to say Eidus, it's just Eidus. Whereas the Yesh Revim Raya's pshat was very difficult conceptually, because where does such a din come from? There has to be some kind of a mokra, some posik, some xeris, sakos, or somewhere that a siyu of the alma, which is not an edus patos of shvua mechatesik. So we had issues with both. So before we move on to the next part of our discussion, we just have to put the final touches on that potential. So there is a third approach in the Rishonim to understand the Slum Dinrim story, and that third approach will perhaps touch up everything. Perhaps it'll touch up the lashon, and it'll touch up the din, because it's based on a totally radically different approach. Up until now, when we saw the words of the Gemara, Shani Hasam to Mesayeya Le Shtara, so who is the lay? Who is the person? It is a classic example of a what? Of a dangling somewhere. It's an ambiguous what? Pronoun, right? It's an ambiguous pronoun. Shani Hasam to Mesayeya Le, right? You have us all the time, right? You have a sentence, and then the next sentence, there are two people in the sentence, and then the next sentence begins with he, she, it. You're not sure who the he is, who the it. You're not sure who it's referring to. So, shiny hosam de mesea le shtara. No, the case of Slum Dinrim is different, because it's supporting him. Who is the him? So, who did we think the him was? We thought the him was the lover. So, we try to analyze. Well, it's supporting the lover, and therefore what? How does the support of the lover get him out of a shvua? So Rashi's pshat, Maran's pshat, Rashi's pshat, all the different versions. So come to the Shidduch Kuvetz, it's a close to the name of Tamir Rabbeinu Peretz, who had a totally different pshat. Rabbeinu Peretz, on the Hilul Gemara basis, don't think about the Gemara different. Shiny Hasam de Mesayeya Lei Shtar, who's the Lei? Who's the Shtar supporting? it's supporting the malva. How is the shtar supporting the malva? The malva claims he wants 5 shloim. How in the world is the shtar supporting the malva? No, the answer is as follows, the Rabbeinu Peretz. The malva and the loiv are coming to a din Torah. And the shtar in front of us says, shloim din rabbi lashon rabbin. So what options are available for the loiv? What could the loiv possibly have claimed? He could have claimed that there's only one seller. That would be pretty silly. That would make the people who signed the shtar not know basic grammar, not know basic. They don't know lashon yachid, lashon rabim. Come on, be chayshet. Someone went to yeshiva for 12 years still doesn't know how to speak Hebrew properly. I can't be. So comes the Rabbeinu Peretz and says, from the mere fact that it says two, that's already a feather in the cap of the malva. The malva is already ahead of the game. For the leiva to say less than two would be absurd. Shiny hosam du kaseya leila malva, namely, this shtar is already supporting the malva. So the leiva's options are pretty closed at this point. So comes a bit of parents and says, not only are the leiva's options closed, but the leiva's dintayr is closed. That means there is no dintayr of the slime. The two slime part of the dintayr has been signed, see, on the limit, it's over, it's done. The malva has effectively won the dintayr back to slime. Why is a shtar? I don't have to hear the malva speak. I don't have to learn to speak. The malva and the loiva only begin to speak when we don't know what's going on. We know we're reading the document. The document says that, in effect, that the malva is entitled to at least two sloim. So the two sloim part of the dintayr is over. It's finished. Come on. End of discussion. So of course the loiva has to pay those two sloim. Now what are they coming to a dintayr on? They're coming to a dintayr on the remaining three sloim. So the malva is saying, you owe me another three sloim. The two we already finished. That was already decided you owe me. That wasn't even under a debate. So you owe me three slime. What's the leiva's response? What does the leiva say? I don't owe you anything else. The two, of course, I'm going to pay you, but I don't owe you anything past two. So what is that? What do we call that? That's a chayv hakol. That's not a meidu miktus. Meidu miktus means that the dintayra is about 5 shkolim. So I'm claiming you owe me 5 shkolim, and you say you owe me 2 shkolim. So that's a meidu miktus. Here there's no dintayra, 2 shkolim. 2 shkolim has already been signed, sealed, and delivered because the mesayele le malve, because the shtar is already supporting the malve. It's a radically different shot. You want to know why there's no shmua? Zepter ben Peretz, I'll tell you why there's no shmua. There's no shmua because it's not a way to make this because it's a kai for akol. So if that's the pshat of the Gemara, then this Gemara has absolutely, totally, completely irrelevant to the whole discussion. So whereas the Maharam and the Yeshayim and the Rush both trying to figure out what's the nature of this brand new halacha that the Mesayeya to the Lova somehow gets him out of a Shvua. So the Maharam at Gezocht, Zemin Fendo, the Yeshayim and the Rush says, Zemin Fendo, you see from here that even a Raya Bialma can path you from a Shvua, and if a Raya Bialma can path you, then an Erech is like a Raya Bialma. And the Rush said, no, it's not a Raya Bialma, this is Aegis. Zokhtar Rabbeinu Peretz. This is neither Rabbi Yehama nor Eifus. You got the wrong siyu. You talk about the wrong guy. You're reading the wrong diktuk. Said Mitzayel Eishtar means the Malva. And the reason why there's no Shvua is no deep dark secret why there's no Shvua. There's no Shvua because there's no. I didn't make this because it's a Vaita. Okay, for that. So you have three Gedalia Rishonim, all three, the Halig Rishonim, sitting around the table and looking at the same three words in the Gemara, Mesayel Eishtara, and coming up with radically different conclusions how to reap shot in this Gemara. But three fundamentally different approaches, Lamish from left field, as to how to reap shot in this Gemara. No, so it doesn't mean Mesayeh the Malva in the sense that Mesayeh the Malva's whole claim. It's Mesayeh the Malva to the point that at least two he's entitled to. Yeah, in Achinami, so the Lashon Mesayeh the Malva is problematic for a different reason. But not the Lashon Mesayeh, the whole concept is a little problematic. Okay. You want a perfect shot, so come up with a perfect shot. You don't like none of the Mishayim, neither Rabbeinu Peretz, nor the Rush, nor the. Nobody's good, so you have to come up with somebody. Rashi is that the Gemara says it's not a Seyu, it's an Aitlus. If they say, it's such a weak lashon, such a powerful lashon, should have said it's an Aegis. Real classic Medimictus? A real McCoy Medimictus? I say you owe me $100, you say you owe me $50. That's Medimictus. We have nothing to go on, there's no shtar, there's nothing. Right? That would be a real Medimictus. Okay. So far so good. So the Weissman, all the dust settled, that Raya of Mesayeh Leishtar has opened up interesting ideas for us, but it hasn't gotten us very far. So we have to move on. We're still searching for a raya, mamish, the absolute ironclad raya that's going to close the case up. It could be a raya brura, either that an erechet is potter mishvua or an erechet is not potter mishvua. So basically, the next raya is a complicated raya. I will give you a mazor beforehand. It's a confusing raya. It's a complicated raya. But we got to understand this raya because this is it. This is where the action is. Everything's going to revolve around the understanding or not understanding of this raya. And it's the raya of the Maharam himself. Hey, look at Maharam. I'm going to bring you a raya that I'm correct. And Erech is breaking the shul. But in order for you to appreciate and understand this raya, you got to really, really know the Gemara well. About Gilmah Beis. Now, we're going to jump ahead. We're going to jump ahead, and just for what's necessary for us, I'll fill you in. But hopefully, when we get to Dav Gimel, Dav Dal, we're going to have a lot more to talk about in terms of the Shachatai. Maharam refers us to one of the most famous sukkahs at the beginning of Bava Tzia. What's it called? Even Chazal called it Rabbi Chia what? Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. Okay? Why is Rabbi Chia Kamaisa? Because there's Rabbi Chia Bres Raisa. Rabbi Chia made two very, very basic statements in Dav Gimel, Dav Dal, and Bava Tzia. Each one became a whole sukkah in itself. Each one takes up many, many sukkahs, understand? But this is the din of Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. It's not a catchy Achrenisha phrase, Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. The Gemara uses the phrase. The Gemara says Rabbi Chia Kamaisa, Rabbi Chia Bres Raisa. So what was this first Halakha statement of Rabbi Chia? Rabbi Chia was discussing the following question. We know there's a regular din of Eid al-Mikzas, as we just said, a classic. I say, oh, we $100, you throw in $50. Nobody have a question, that's a Shavuot Yeraisa, Pasim Chumash, Hashem Emrak Yehuzet. No Shiloh whatsoever, that's a Dimin HaTorah of Shavuot Eid al-Mikzas. What if it's a little bit different than that? What if, not that you were made that you owe me the $50, but Adam came and said that they know there was a loan of $50. I claim, again, I'm the Malva, I claim you owe me $100. You deny the whole story. You're a Kofer HaKol. So normally Kofer HaKol means there's no Shavu at all. That everybody knows. Why that's true, how we know that, that's a topic in of itself. Hold on for that for later. But everyone agrees to that also. I say you owe me $100, you're correct for call, so there should be no Shavu at all. But wait, instead of you being made on the $50, Adam walked into Bayes, then in Amayim, we saw there was a loan of at least $50. Maybe there was another loan, maybe there's more, I don't know. But we can testify for sure that there was $50. So there's no question you have to pay that $50. That's obvious, that's Adam's. What's the question? The question is whether you have to take a Shavu now and the rest. Is that the halach equivalent of Meidim Mitzasana? So on the one hand, the Torah gives that Gezeres HaKosim, Ashei Yomar Kihuzah. So Kihuzah, this is the Gezeres HaKosim called Meidim Mitzas. So Meidim Mitzas is a Mechayiv of a Shvua. Do we have a right to say that just as the Meidim Mitzas is a Mechayiv of a Shvua, so to Hados Eidim Mitzas is a Mechayiv of a Shvua? Should we make that equation and say Meidim Mitzas is an effect like Eidim Mimiktus? What right do we have to make up Dinim Deraisa? I hate to taste so we can make up such Dinim Deraisa. So the Gemara tries really, really hard to try to show you, well, it must be a Kal V'chomer. It must be, because if after all, if Hodos Piv, which is not so powerful in Halacha, which is not so Ne'aman in Halacha, Hodos Piv can make you take a Shua, Kal V'chomer Eidus for sure can make you Chayav Shua. That's the basic thrust of Rabbi Chia. So the whole point of Rabbi Chia is to try to show you some kind of an equation on the board, an inequality on the board, to show you that Piv and Adim, that's the goal. Right? How are we going? Where's the arrow going? We want to show you this. That's the goal. That is the whole thrust of the whole Amud of Gemara at the beginning of Bamatsiya, to try to show you that Adim is more powerful, is more Neman than Piv. If Piv can make a Chiyav Shvua, then Adim can make a Chiyav Shvua. That's the basic din of Rabbi Chiyav Kamaisa. So the Gemara gets into a lot of trouble trying to figure out this inequality. Back and forth from Deldos, then you can make Edom Dami to the Dinim of Knossos, to the Dinim of Karbanos. Each step along the way, hopefully, will be another sugya for us when we really, really tackle Rabbi Chia Kamaisa. But finally, the Gemara says, you know what? It's not really true that Edom is not really more powerful than Piv. And I'll show you that Edom is not really more powerful than Piv. How am I going to show it to you? Adim is a little bit weak. Adim, there's a certain weakness to Adim. You know what the weakness to Adim is? Yeshna b'achosha. If two Adim walk in and say, what? He bought her $50? He didn't buy it. We were there. We didn't see him buy her $50. No, there was no whole law. What would it have been? Trey, what would we do with Trey? Two Adim say it's chayv, two Adim say it's part. What would we do with the Adim? You throw the whole case out. Anyone look up the boss with us? Trey, okay? So you throw the whole case out. So Adim, although it looks like this is a proper inequality, it looks like Adim is more Neman, is more powerful, has more Kayach than Piv. Not so simple. Adim is Yeshno Dahachosha. I'm leaving out the word Hazama because I don't want to get too confused. Okay? So Adim is Yeshno Dahachosha. What about Piv? If a person gives a dos bodin, if I walk to the basin and I say, I broke your window, I'm going to pay $100. And Adim walk in and say, I'm lying. You didn't break the window. It's not true. Somebody else, but whatever. You didn't break the window. It happened by itself. What's the din? What's the halacha? I'm still chayav. Hodas bal din, there's a famous phrase out there, which hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time on, and it's a misnomer of a phrase. The phrase is, hodas bal din kemeh edem dami. It is an incorrect statement. I mean, it's not we're not the four. Chazal used the statement, but already the Rishonim point out that it's really not an accurate statement. Hodas bal din is not kemeh edem dami. What is it? It's yaseh bemeh edem dami. Which, of course, poses the problem. So why did Chazal say kemeh edem dami? But Hodas bal din is yaseh bemeh edem dami. It's a favorish in the Gemara. If two edem say one thing, but I'm contradicting them, I'm saying I'm chayiv, the edem is giving me a pot. I'm saying chayiv, pot, chayiv, pot. I'm still chayiv. Hodas bal din is yaseh bemeh edem dami. So in effect, Edim is very, very shvach. Edim is very, very calm. Edim is yeshna b'achosha, easy come, easy go. Here today, gone tomorrow. Whereas Piv is eina b'achosha. So Piv is, in a certain sense, we have to change this around a little bit. Piv has a certain koach that Edim doesn't have. Now that's a problem. So now if I want to know on the scale of 1 to 10, I want to know which is higher. Is Piv a greater than Amonis, or is Edim a greater than Amonis? The whole Reb Chiya Kamaisa is hinging upon the fact that Edim is greater than Piv. That's the whole Kavachim. Otherwise, this is not an equality. We can't jump, make up a Din Deraisa just like that. A Din Deraisa. Well, Piv is Chayav, so Edim is also. Ma pitom. We're not in the business of making Din Deraisa. We have a Midah Shatar, the Dresh Hashem, called Kavachim. So when the Rebbein Shalom gave my Sherbein to the Din Yatara, he told him, there's the Din of my Dimitzah. Hashem Yomak Yehuzeh, my Dimitzah is Chayav. And the Rebbein Shalom read him the price of Rebbe Shmuel Oyman. There's a Din called Kavachim. So how do you know Kavachim? Learned out from the Parsha of Miriam, of Yorak Yerach was finalis, the Kom Shavizyam, the whole story, you have to really look into the Torah. We're just learning Chumash here. So you put together Parshas Mishpatim of Kishayim Mark Yuzah, and you put together the Kavachomer of Parshas Baloscha, you see that Kavachomer is one of the Midrash Shatan and Drash Abraham, put two and two together, then you're able to say, oh, well, there's a din of Maidim and Mixas is Chayav, so that Edim is Chayav also, but it's only hinging upon the validity of this Kavachomer. The validity, the authenticity of this Kavachomer is predicated on the assumption that Edim is greater than Piv. Now, one of the midas of Kavachemir is that if you can ask a pirch in the Kavachemir, if you could show that Edom is not really better than Piv, because it's true that Edom has certain things that Piv doesn't have, but there are certain things that Piv has that Edom doesn't have. So once I could show you that this Kavachemir is not such an ayah Kavachemir, then we are gone. This equation in halacha ceases to exist. So comes the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara says. You thought Edom is better than Piv, it's not true. Edom is Yeshem Echosha, Piv is Edom Echosha. So Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara says, Yitaka, right. You are right that this Kavachomer Taka is no good. So we have to go a different route. We're looking to get a Chiyuv Shvuah out of Edim, and we just failed. This equation just failed. So we're going to go another route. We're going to come up with another drasha, another Kavachomer. We only exhausted one of the three Shvuahs there, Isa. We got another one to go. What is that? Edech. L'yokom, right? L'yokom, anyone? That sounds familiar. Right? You've heard that drasha once or twice in the last 2 days. Kabul shvuah. There's a chiyuv shvuah nidereisa. When Erech comes and says, Reuven barred on the tower. Reuven broke the window. Even though Reuven's denying it, there's a chiyuv shvuah nidereisa. Everyone agrees to that. No question. Shvuah stuff. Okay. Comes in and says, what's stronger, Erech or Beis Edom? What's more powerful? What's a greater than others? One Edom, two Edom. What's the answer? That should be pretty silly. It's a pretty silly question, right? Piv versus Edim, Ed versus Edim. We're going to really think about this one really, really hard. What's a greater Amonis? Ed, Echad, or Edim? What's the answer? Who said Edim? Okay, that's what I thought I heard. Okay, so Edim is greater than Ed Echad. So Madach Ed Echad is Mechayev Shvuah. Shnei Edim Kal Vachayim Shvi Mechayev Shvuah. Sounds pretty good, right? What's there to discuss? Comes the Gemara and says, no, it's not convincing. There's something wrong with that Kavachemer. What's wrong with the Kavachemer? Let me do different. How are they different? What's an Erechad coming to do? An Erechad is saying, I saw Reuven break the window. Right? So I am testifying. The Erechad saying, Reuven broke the window. Reuven is chayav to pay money for that window. Kup the Torah and says, you can't be mechayav in mamon. Comes the second part of the Tashi Rapan says, about Kamal the Shvuah. So the Shvuah is coming as a direct response to what the Eid is saying. The Eid is saying, Reuven's Chayav, and the Shvuah's Torah is that you have to be Nishba that you're not Chayav. That's the thrust of Shvuah's Erechon. the type of shvua that we're creating over here in terms of Edim, what are we trying to say? What are the Edim saying? What was the original case? I claim you owe me $100. You deny the whole story. And what do the Edim say? The Edim say you owe 50. What's the name of the shvua? You're not taking the shvua on the first 50. The first 50, you have to pay the shvua. The Edim said, I'll pay you up. You have to pay the first 50. The shvua is on the second 50. So we're trying to create a shvua on something which is not what the Edim themselves said. We're trying to create the parallel shvua to Meidim Mimiktas. Meidim Mimiktas, a Meidah on the first 50, and I'm Kaifer on the second 50, and the shvua is connected to the part that I'm Kaifer on. So we're trying to create a shvua satayra called Edim Bemiktas. We'll make it a new name called Edim Bemiktas, and we're trying to build that off of a Kavachim off of Eid Echad. That's a big problem, because Eid Echad only has the Kayach to be Mechayev, a shvua, Al Mashahid. Whereas Edim, you want to create a shvua to be mechayev a shvua al ma shaloi heidu. That's the point. We don't want a shvua on what he was made. What he's made, he's ready mighty bomber. Fishin I made him dover. So that's a very, very, very shaky type of a kavachomer. What's the problem with that? If you had to formulate a reason why that's something wrong with this kavachomer, what would you say is the problem with this kavachomer? What would you call it? Very good, excellent. That's what the Rishonim say. You saw that in the Rishonim, you just thought of yourself. It's a problem of Dayo. What does Dayo mean? Dayo levom and adilu melos kenidu. So again, the second part of Bava Kama. One of the midas of Kama Chaymer is, anytime I want to learn that something is more chomer, I want B to be true because A is true, so and B is more chomer, Kama Chaymer, B should be true. One of the breaks, one of the limitations of Kama Chaymer, Dayo levom and adilu melos kenidu. The object, the area of halacha that you're learning, the kavachomer, the area of halacha you're trying to create, the new din you're trying to create, cannot end up being more chomer than the original source. It's lo yetapa chomer nigra. How can you create a new din that takes on a life in and of itself and becomes even greater than what its source comes from? So dial of din liyos kinidon. That's a pasuk. A whole sugya, the second berachah of Kama. Chazal had a mesayir. It's a pasuk from the Miriam story. Dial of din liyos kinidon. So come to Rishonim and say this is a classic violation of dial. I mean, do you want to create a kavachaymer? What's the kavachaymer? It's about the kavachaymer. You're overstepping your bounds of what a kavachaymer can accomplish. So the Gemara says, you're right. We got a big problem. So this was bad, and this is bad. We are up the creek. We have a problem. Rabbi Chiya Kavais has got a real problem. He does not have any source, any valid application of any kavachaymer to extract it from. We're trying to get to the din of Edim and Mixus. We failed miserably learning out from Kiv, from Edim Mixus, because it's Yeshna Bachosha, Shlugs up the Kavachaymer. We tried and failed miserably to learn out from Edechon. We ran into a serious problem in terms of Kavachaymer. So we're really, really up the creek. What can we do? No. You want to tell me something else? Come
question. Sure. Couldn't you say that Edim, that you can't make a Kavachaymer just because the reason that the Edechon is tied to you is because he's a chasarim in his edim, that he's an edechad, not an edim, and he couldn't be mechayev of money, so instead he's a shvua. For the edim, it doesn't make sense to say that they would be mechayev a shvua, because they're mechayev like the mammon itself.
So they're mechayev the mammon of the pot they made, and let's learn out they should be mechayev a shvua on the other part. That's a gash. The first 50, we don't need a kavachom, of course, the mammon. We're being down on the second hand. So the Gemara is really, really in a pickle. So the Gemara says, no, we can salvage this drasha. But you have to come to a very, very fancy footwork within Kavachaymer. What's it called? It's called a Tzad HaShoveh. Tzad HaShoveh means when I'm trying to learn out C from A and I'm failing. I'm trying to learn out C from B and I'm also failing. There's another B that Shatar Adresh is them. Namely, I combine A and B together. And if A is right and B is right, and C can potentially be derived from a combination of A and B. What do you gain? What do you marviach by we're creating what's called a Tzad HaShoveh. If the problem of this Kavachaymer doesn't exist over here, or the problem of this Kavachaymer doesn't exist over here, we can ignore the problem. Normally the problem, the Pircha, uproots the Kavachaymer. That's only true when the Pircha is staring you in the face, where A has a certain quality that C is not going to have. So that Pircha is a problem. But if B is true, and B also doesn't have that quality. So you see, obviously, that quality is not really important. So that's the famous klal called Tzad HaShavah. Those who know the beginning of Bava Kama may very well remember Tzad HaShavah. Those who read Kiddushin, a lot of Tzad HaShavahs. That's a very, very common application. It's a fancy razzle-dazzle Shekel Torah of Kal V'Chomer. It's a very, very fancy kind of a Kama. We call it Tzad HaShavah. So that's exactly what Rebbe Chiya puts into practice on the Dalet in Maseches Matzia. Comes Rebbe Chiya and says, okay, you had problems over here. You asked me a kasha. What was your kasha? Your kasha was Yeshna Be'achosha. Pivotana Be'achosha. So don't learn directly from Maidu Mixus. Learn from Maidu Mixus plus Eid Echad. Isn't Eid Echad Yeshna Be'achosha? Absolutely. Right? Eid Echad's Be'achosha. Imagine one Eid would say something and then two Eidim would come and say he's lying. So it's Yeshna Be'achosha. Right? So that pircha, that quality of Yeshna Be'achosha, obviously is not as important as you thought it was. When you were trying to learn directly from Piv to Shnei Edim, you got stuck with the Yeshna Be'achosha. You thought that was a major factor. I just proved to you it's not as important as you thought it was. It was a little bit overrated. So comes the Gemara and says, now wait a second, what are you talking about? To be Mechayev Shvuah, what are you crazy? Just because we find there's a concept to be Mechayev Shvuah al Masha Heyed, how could you have a dream of having a shvuah on something where lo heyed, something which was never even on the table in the first place? Says the Gemara, why not? That's what every Maidiv Mixus is. Every Maidiv Mixus is, I'm giving you Hodos Baal Din in the first half, and now I'm being forced to take a shvuah in the second half. So obviously that factor of Masha Heyed, Masha Lo Heyed, wasn't as important as you thought it was. It was also overrated. So the pircha of this Kal V'Chomer of Yeshna Be'achosha is not important anymore. The pirch over here of Machai, of Dafka, Mashahayat, and Lohayat is also not very important. What is important? What is critical? What is necessary in order to be Machai of Shavua? The answer is, what is the common denominator? It's classic fractions, okay? Fifth grade fractions. What's the common denominator between these two cases? Obviously not this. Obviously not this. So what is the common denominator? What do they both have going for them that ultimately creates the model of the Chi of Shavua? What's the answer? What's the answer? Two words. There's a taina, and there's a what? And there's a kvira. There's a taina and there's a kvira. Look, very nice. That's the common denominator. A taina is in kviras. Whenever you have a taina and a kvira, that translates to minachiv shvua. Those are taina and kvira, and those are taina and kvira. Very nice. And I'll give you another case of a taina and kvira. Two edim. I say you owe me $100. You deny it totally. The edim say you owe $50. There's a taina, there's a kvira, shun. There's a chiv shvua. Comes the one and says, you're right. That is exactly what Rebbe Chiya is based on. This is Rebbe Chiya. It took us quite some time to get to Rebbe Chiya, a long time to get to Rebbe Chiya, but we got there. Right? Baruch Hashem, we finally got there. There's another Gemara later on about Metzia, in the seventh parak of Metzia. The Gemara talks about Rebbe Chiya a little bit, the beginning of the seventh parak. So about Kama Gedoyla Maisa Chiya. Rebbe Chiya was mamash from the Gedoyla, him and his sons were the Bechina. The Gemara says, Avi Yitzchak V'Yaakov, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi once came to Shia late. Everyone shouldn't feel so bad. They come to Shia late once in a while. Eliyahu Navi once came to the Shia late. So when they asked Eliyahu Navi why he came to the Shia so late, so he said because he had a lot of work that day. It was Rosh Chodesh. He had to wake up the Avos. They should daven in the morning. Shachris, Musaf, you know, the long davening, Halam, because Halam, Chatzial, whatever it was. So it took a while. So he said he had to wake up Avram Avinu, get him to wash the clothes for Dayan, get him to daven. Then he put him back to rest, and then he went to Yitzchak, Yitzchak, etc. So the Gemara asked the Kash and Eliyahu Navi, why do you think it takes so long? He said, why don't you wake them all up together? And they could have all davened together. Well, each one had a daven their own minion. One had a daven vasik, one had a daven 8 o'clock, one had a daven at 9 o'clock. Why couldn't they all daven together? So Eliyahu Navi said that, no, in Shemayim, the days that the others can daven at the same time. Because if they daven at the same time, the tefillahs will be so powerful that Mashiach will come right away. The Gula will come right away, and it's not yet time for Mashiach to come. So therefore, each tefillah has to be... I didn't think about it. It tells a story. So they asked Eliyahu Navi, is there anybody in this world who has that kind of a koyach to change the world around? To that koyach like Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov? So Eliyahu Navi said, yeah. Now again, this was taking place in the beginning of the days of the Tanoim. This is, you had Rabbi Nossi, you had Rav, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon, a lot of Kosher people floating around. And so they asked Eliyahu Navi, so who are the three people today? So he said, there are only three people alive today who they'll daven together, so everything's going to change. What is it? Who are they? Rabbi Chiya and his sons, the Gemara says. Rabbi Chiya and his two sons, Yehuda and Chizkiya, the two sons of Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya, Yehuda and Chizkiya will get together and they'll daven at the same time. The tefillah will for sure be mekubal. So now that they got that secret from the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi got into trouble in Shemayim for revealing the secret. They got upset at him in Shemayim. He was punished for that. But now that the word leaked out, that we have this tremendous koyach of tefillah, the halakha of Rabbi Chiya. See, besides writing Rabbi Chiya Kamaisas and Tarshin Kavachemis, he's also davening Shacharis. So Rabbi Chiya and his sons should get together and daven. So the Gemara says that's what they did. So they made a tiny tzibur, they needed some rain. So they told Rabbi Chiya and his sons they should get up and daven together. So the three of them started to daven together, and they started to daven, and they got to Masha Baruch, and all of a sudden the wind started to blow. Murder, Yeshem, all of a sudden the rain started to come. And then they got up to Venevana Talachias Mesim. So the Gemara says, They stopped in Shemaim. They can't continue. That's it. It's not yet time for Tchias Amesim. So I don't know. The whole whatever. Stopping was over. Whatever it was. Okay, the kids came in, stopped to make noise, and everyone had to leave. Okay, whatever. So you see the Heilige Rabbi Chiya. So he's sitting there and darshaning and figuring out the Sisrei Torah of trying to be mechadesh Adin D'Oraisa. We have to even sit and listen to the mashus to try to get a glimpse of the godless of the Heilige Rabbi Chiya. So he worked this whole complicated drasha out to try to figure out what's the motto of that 280 B'chai B'shua. So comes the Maharam Ruthenberg and says, I have a kasha Rabbi Chiya's drasha. First, you had to think the whole thing through. It took us 40 minutes just to present. Maram Ruthenberg looked at the Gemara and says, I have a kasha. I have a pircha on the Heilige Rabbi Chiya's Mahatzad. The Mahatzad is combined with Piv. It's Piv plus Eid Echad is going to result in Beis Eidin. What's the way to shlug up the Mahatzad? There's only one way to knock out a Mahatzad. Very simple. You have to find a factor that exists by both of these that doesn't exist over here. Remember again, the whole idea of knocking out a Kavachomer is to show, well, this has a certain factor, a certain feature that the other one doesn't have. This has a feature that the other one doesn't have. So we combine together, so we ignore those two features. Good. So this feature is irrelevant, and this feature is irrelevant. But if I can find some kind of a new feature, I can introduce a new part of the equation, which Piv has and Erechon has, which Beis Eidim doesn't have. If there's a certain koyach that Piv and Erechon have that Beis Eidim doesn't have, so then we just back to square one. And the whole map back falls by the wayside. So says Rav Ruthenberg, I'm going to question Rabbi Chiya. What feature does Piv and Erechon have that Eidim potentially doesn't have? What is it? Talk to Rav Ruthenberg. A statement was made by Piv, a statement was made by Erechon, or a statement was made by Beis Eidim. Can a similar koyach be mevatel that statement or not? So comes, Rav Ruthenberg goes backwards. What would be a similar koyach to Beis Eidim? Two other Eidim. Can two Eidim knock out what two other Eidim said? What's the answer? Absolutely. Piv, what would be a similar koach to Piv? Piv is one person. So what would be the similarity to one person? Would be one person. If I make Odos Baldin that I'm going to have to pay you $50, can another person come along and debate that and say it's not true? Do you have the koach to negate that statement? What's the answer? Obviously, even two Eidim, 1,000 Eidim can't debate that because Adas Baldin is better than two Eidim. But what about an Eid Echad? Here's where it gets tricky. An Eid Echad comes and makes a statement in Bezin to be Mechai B'Shua. Can another Eid Echad negate that statement or not? Says the Maharam Ruthenberg, the whole Rabbi Chiya, the whole Amud, the Gimel and Beis and Alam and Aleph is hinging upon that statement. Can Kayetzi Bei be Mevatel Devar or not? Can an Eid Echad come and take out another Eid Echad? Can he beat out another Eid Echad? Can he cause a stalemate or not? If the answer to that question is no, then an Eid Echad cannot be Mevatel another Eid Echad, then we're really, really in trouble. You know why? Because then Piv has a certain koch to it that Eino Batel B'Kayetzi Bei. And Eid Echad would have a similar koyach of Eino Batel. Now it's true, two Eidim can be Mevatel, but that's not the Pircha. Eino Batel B'Kayotzibo, whereas Beis Eidim would be yes Batel B'Kayotzibo. I need two Eidim. So comes to my work and says, if this is correct, if this statement is for sure correct, Eino Batel B'Kayotzibo, that everybody knows. The fact that Beis Eidim is Batel B'Kayotzibo, that everybody knows. This is where the question is. Says the Maharam Ruthenberg, if this statement is true, that an Eid Echad ain't a Batel Chayotzibo, then the whole Rabbi Chiya just self-destructed. Because the whole Tzad HaShav, everything we worked for a half hour to try to get to this combination of Eid Echad plus Piv and try to show that the common denominator is, there is no common denominator. Once you tell me that Eid Echad is ain't a Batel Chayotzibo, then the whole Rabbi Chiya fell by the wayside. Says Ma'amrudra, we don't want to do that. We want Rabbi Chiya to remain alive and well. There's only one way to do it. You have to say that the answer is by Neid Echad is what? That it is Batal Tehiyah Tzibri. That if one Neid Echad said, you're Chayav Shvua, another Neid Echad could say, you're not Chayav Shvua, and we will accept the second aid, and we'll stalemate, and we won't administer a Shvua. Says the Ma'amar Ruthenberg, put that into our lingo, put that into yeshivish terminology, put that into our sugya. What do those words mean? I just proved you beyond a shadow of a doubt. If you understood everything I said for the last half hour, says the Ma'amar Ruthenberg, that an Eid Echad is Batal Kayetzibo, what does that mean? Tell me what that's called. Eid Echad is Batal Kayetzibo. One Eid said you're Chayav Shvua, another Eid Echad said you're part of a Meshvua, and we say you're part of a Meshvua. What's that called? Eid Echad Paita Meshvua. That's exactly what it's called. We just call it different terms. Yaitzik, Yaitzik. That's called Eid Echad Paita Meshvua. Zakhtar Mamarutberg, I proved to you beyond the shadow of a doubt from the validity of Rabbi Chiya's Dirosh, Rabbi Chiya's whole Tzad HaShavah. It's a complicated. I told you, I didn't say it was easy. But once you understand that Rabbi Chiya's whole life, his whole life work of Rabbi Chiya Kamais is hinging upon this statement being true, that it's Batal Kayotzibo, Zakhtar Mamarutberg, the only way to explain why it's Batal Kayotzibo is basically to say, Eid Echad is Paita Meshvua. Once I say Eid Echad Poti Meshvua, then there's no difference whether Eid Echad is Poti Meshvua is Eid Echad, whether Eid Echad is Poti Meshvua is Hashemrim, whether Eid Echad is Poti Meshvua is Medi Mitzvah. There's a new cloud called Eid Echad Poti Meshvua. What's the Mokor for Eid Echad Poti Meshvua? So Rav Rutenberg is very free to say, I'll tell you what it's based on. It's based on the Pasuk of Eid Echad. It's based on the Kavachar from Eid Echad. Whatever I said in Thursday Shir. Says Rav Rutenberg, I'm proving to you from the whole the whole conclusion of the Gemara of Rabbi Chiya, it must be true that Eid Echad is Paita Meshvua. At Kan Divrei Rav Rutenberg. Can you imagine? I have to ask honestly. Anyone read the Gemara and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet? Anyone learn ahead a little bit in the Gemara? You saw in the Maamar Karmis a little bit? When you read the Gemara and Daf Gimel and Daf Dalet, it took me hours just to get the Shach of Attire in the Gemara down pat. Did you see in that Gemara a raya brewer shenel at shuva that echad is part of Meshvua? Tell me the honest truth. I didn't see it. Anyway, the level of ga'inus, the level of how the Rishonim read the Gemara, right? It's mind boggling. It's like two people like have off of dollars, you know. This is dropping. So I'm looking at this pen dropping, and Isaac Newton is looking at this pen dropping, and we're looking at it. It's Kimerchak Mizrach Meir of what we're looking at it. He's looking at the pen drop and he's formulating a whole theory about the gravity. I said, I'm looking at the pen drop and saying some nincompoop dropped the pen on the floor. So it's a totally different, it's mamish, it's qualitatively a different way of learning. So here you have the Hele Gerish and the Ma'amar Ruthenberg is looking at the Gemara and he saw in this Gemara the answer to his dilemma. Zeppelin from that, you see from this Gemara that Erech is Paita Meshvua. Otherwise, the whole Kavachayim falls on the waist, the whole Tzad HaShavas waist, the whole thing, Hachal Bikon. I said one person, right?
What about
him
himself? What if he says, I'm
trying to Shvua? Okay, I'm trying to veer away from that only because it comes a little bit complicated. Because there's a machlekes in Rishonim about under what circumstances could a person possibly back out from Hodos Baldin. So I'm trying to stay far away from that. It's not going to affect this. It's not going to affect the outcome of this. Right. The push-up shot is that you can't. Push-up shot, you can't back out from Modos Baldin. That's a simple shot. There's a very, very difficult Rambam that sounds that you can sometimes back out from Modos Baldin. The Ruben, the Shem say it's not true. Okay? Comes the Ran and says, the Ma'am Ruthenberg is 100% right. He is 1,000% right that the only way to salvage Rabbi Chiya is to come to this conclusion. Then Eid Echad is Batal Kayotzibo. This is the key. This is it. This is the box. Because otherwise, if this is not true, then the whole Rabbi Chiya falls by the wayside. So Zok Durat, in Eid Echad can be Mevatal in Eid Echad. I agree to the Ma'am Ruthenberg to that. In Eid Echad can be Mevatal in Eid Echad. If one Eid Echad says it's Chayav Shvua, another Eid Echad comes and says not Chayav Shvua, the din is he's not Chayav Shvua. That is no question. It says Duran, that statement of truth, which was clear as day, the Ran saw it in the Gemara also. Says the Ran, that statement has absolutely zero bearing on the discussion that we've been having in our sugya. Eid Echad, Mevatel, divrei chaveray, and therefore upata mishvua. That's a given. That's true. That's emes lamita. You can't argue with that, says the Ran. Whereas the Maharam said, ah, zemen fandor, that erechad is poitim shvua. Shvua, and then he went on to say, that's true, shvua is made of a miktas, and shvua is hashayimrim, all the shvuas in the world, erechad but mishvua is up the Ran. That is not correct. And erechad is bevatl divi chaveiro, and therefore creates up to a shvua. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Maharam's conclusion. It's based on an entirely different halacha. And in order to understand this, we have to go learn another complicated sugya. We need another sidetrack to be able to get back to understand what's going on there between the Maharam Rutenberg and the Ran, how they're arguing. Probably for me to say which Gaonus is deeper and greater, but the Ran had an unbelievable shot at this. No. The Maharam, this is a din deraisa. The Maharam in Rutenberg just proved on a level of deraisa that an erech is mevatel to vechaveiroi, right? Which is tantamount to saying that din deraisa erech pod mishua. We don't, the Ramban wouldn't want that. So comes the Ran and says, I'm going to give you a totally different reason why the halacha is true what the Maharam said, but the background, the reason of erech pod mishua is totally irrelevant. He sends around us a little bit of a sugi masach soita. Those who were with us last year in the first half of Yavamos may remember this sugya. We spent a lot of time on this. There is a very unique din in Hilchos Soita that breaks the regular rules. Normally an Eid Echad in the realm of Ishus is totally meaningless. Dabba Shem Yerva, Dabba Dabba Yimama, no question. An Eid Echad is basically worthless in the realm of Arayas, the realm of Ishus, etc. Comes the Torah and gives a special exception to this rule is in the case of an Ishus Soita. You have a woman who became a Soita. Had she become a Soita, what we call an Halacha Soita Sofei. So the opening Mishnah in Maseches Sota, based on the Psukim in Parshas Naso, a man suspects his wife as being Mizana. He gives her what's called Kinun. He tells her in front of two Edim, don't be in the same room with this person. So the Gemara says, don't do that Bismarazeh, very, very foolish, because if you do that, you're going to run and you may ask your wife and yourself forever. So bad idea, don't do Kinun today. But the old days, you could do Kinun. And he tells her, warns her in front of two Edim, says, I suspect you're being Mizana with Reuven, don't go into the room with Reuven. She goes out and violates his words in front of two Edim. She goes out and does Stira. So that's what the Torah is talking about. The Kines, Ishto, Venistera. So she violated his words. Now she becomes what's called Halacha Saita Safek. She's a Safek Eshazishazin. So we don't know she was Mizana, but we suspect she was Mizana. The Torah says, it's Blyp to Safek. There's only one way to be Mivari to Safek, and what is that? It's drinking the water. Right, very strange way, right? Usually we think of Rove, Edim, right? Think of Chazok, I think a lot of other ways to be Mavara or Sveikas. Here the Torah says there's a special halakhic mechanism called Mei Soita. Because Manazeh, we don't have Mei Soita, because part of the Mei Soita is to come to the base of Mikdash, bring a Kavim Mincha, and take the dirt from the Mishkan, etc. The whole story, we can't go through the process today, therefore there's no way to be Mavara the Sufik. If a woman would ever become a Soita Sufik, because Manazeh, she would have to get divorced, because she's a Shulam Abayim in a Torah. The Soita Sufik is in Isadir Aisa. Therefore, the Gemara says, don't be foolish and don't do kinoi, because if you do kinoi, she may not listen to your kinoi, she may do stira, and then you're going to be up the creek. So, kinoi is a bad idea. Then the Gemara has another chumra in Masechet Sefer. The Gemara says, not only don't do kinoi in front of two Edom, don't even do kinoi shalobah from the Edom, because there's one Tana that says you don't even need Edom for kinoi. So that's already a chumra, but the Rabbana and the chumra b'yalma. The Gemara says, don't stay away from kinoi. You have problems with your wife, and you figure out how to deal with it. But don't invoke the Parsha Sefer today. Fine, but in the old days of the Zanshmashmikshakayam, so we had Kini and Stira, and the woman was just passing it up, she's a suffocation, she's a Shizunsa. So she's on the way to go drink the water, and all of a sudden, Eid Echad walks in and says, she doesn't have to drink anymore, I'm telling you, Zakhti Eid Echad, she's Tamea. I was there, I was in the room, I saw she was Mamish Mazana. What's the deal? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, Eid Echad, come on, Talesa. There's still black to suffix. Dov should be Ervin. Dov should be Bachos Mishnah. The Erechad doesn't exist. So we're still back to square one. She should go drink the water. So they didn't ask me. Kadosh Baruch Hu wrote into his Torah. The Eidein Ba holds Rosh. The Gemara beginning of Masechet Soita. Comes to Tosh Rapa and Darshan's the Pasuk in the beginning of Pasha Soita and Pasha's Naso. That even Erechad is believed to say she's Nitma. When Erechad says she's Nitma, that's it. Done. It's finished. She She doesn't drink the water. The water is not going to help. She's a sur labada. She has to get divorced. We're not going to kill her because we don't have to aid her. She's not made a mimus ameis, but she's an eshes shazinsa, but teres vada. She's not a suffolk anymore, and therefore only a sort of suffolk is entitled to the test of the water. Say to vada, there's no such test. So she's a sur. She has to be divorced from her husband. She was a sur by the works. Comes the mission in the Gemara Masechet Sotah and says, what if it gets a little bit more complicated? What if there was kinui in front of the eidim? There was stira. We paskin up, she's a sight to suffer. And an echad comes and says, yeah, I was there, I saw for sure through the window, I saw she was mazana, but there was vadai. She's a surah. And now another echad walks in and says, I was also standing there, and I saw she wasn't mazana. Now what do you do? How would you pass in such a shayla? So what does the Gemara say? Everyone saw the Gemara say? That's a little confusing, but... anyone got a chance to see it? What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, basically, if it all plays out the way I just said it, if the Eid Echad comes and says she was nitma, then 2 seconds later the other Eid says, no nitma, it's called what's called Bavas Achas, coming at the same time, basically. So what does the Gemara say? The Eidim cancel each other. They don't exist. And it's as if we're back to square one. We have a Kenyan steer with the latest of suffolk without an aedis to go on. What do you do with a woman who has a Kenyan steer without an aedis to go on? She drinks the water. If she passes the test, matter. If she loses, fails the test, sorry. So the Gemara says that the two aedim cancel each other out. Frektaran Akasha. How do you understand that halacha? That the second aid cancels out the first aid? Frektaran Alumdus. The fact that an Eid Echad is believed to say that the woman is nitma is an unbelievable chiddush haTorah. It flies in the face of everything we know about arayas. In Dov Shir Pachas Hashanah, an Eid Echad is not believed in kedusha, not believed in gittin, not believed in chalitza. Spoke a lot about yibum last year. We spoke about the general rule is Dov Shir B'Avad Eid Echad is nothing. So true, the Torah gives a ne'amonus to an Eid Echad to say she's nitma, but there's no similar ne'amonus to an Eid Echad to say that she's tahora. And then Echad walks in the basement and says, I'm telling you, I was there and the woman wasn't Mazana. What do we say to him? Who are you? What are you talking about? You're not even curious what you're saying. Your statement doesn't make any sense. You have no nemonis whatsoever. You're an Echad. There's a chiddush haTorah that Echad is nemon v'nitma, but there's no gzeiras across he's nemon l'tahora. So comes the Ran and says, wait a second, what's the one talking about then? I have Kiri and Stira. I have an Eid Echad who's saying Nitma. The Torah gave Cheshivas to the Eid Echad who says V'nitma that he has Nemonas. He is Nemon. The guy who says V'nitma is Nemon. The guy who says Tahora is nothing. He's thrown out of Beis Din. So what do we have? We have Kiri Stira plus an Eid Echad who says Nitma. What do you do when you have Kiri Stira plus an Eid Echad who says Nitma? What do you do with a woman? She doesn't drink. So why does the woman say she doesn't drink? It doesn't make any sense. What the Eid Echad who says Tahora is Commander Lesa. He was never, there was no gzeiras hakasa to be mamming him. Look, I mean, him, we applied the rule of Eid Echad Pachas Mishnayim. So, Frek the Ran, what's the Gemara talking about? There's a fair Gemara and Saita. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? How can the Gemara say that's a stalemate? One eight can't. Not a stalemate. One eight has Nemonis, the other eight doesn't have Nemonis. What are you talking about? Stalemate? It's not a stalemate. It's no stalemate. That's the Ran's kasha. Those of us who learned Masechet Yevamos last year could even make the kasha stronger. How could you make the kasha even stronger, even more powerful? The Ran's kasha is pretty powerful the way it is. Because after all, the Eidu says Tamei is Nemon, the Eidu says Torah is not Nemon. I want an even stronger kasha. Who remembers? That Gzeres HaKosov, that an Eid Echad is Nemon to say Tamei, to prevent her from drinking water. Right, remember that? What was the Chakir? What was the Machlekes Tezner Rama about that Gzeres HaKosov? Extra credit from last year's Machinas. The Torah says it was the first half before you came. I mean, you can answer if you want, but I think it was before you came. Do you remember? I think it was before you came. What's the nature of this din that Eid Echad is believed to say that she's Tamei and therefore she doesn't drink the water? There's a famous machlekes, Taizen the Rabbah. The Gemara says, let's say you have a classic Saita, and she's Kenyan and Stira, there's no Eidim that we know of. She drinks the water and she passes the test. Passes the test. And now two Eidim walk at the basin the next week and say, Tamei. We were there. I don't care what the water says. She's Tamei. What's that then? Asura Mutaris. Versus Asura. We have two Eidim. Either water. The water never really proved that she was Mutaris. Never really proved she was Tahora. Because what does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say about the water? Schus toile. Maybe there's another reason why she's passing the test. Maybe she did tremendous mitzvahs along the way somewhere. Chesh Baruch has a lot of cheshbonis. If the water kills her, then we know it's telling the truth. But just because it lets her go free, that's not a raya brura. It's enough for us to pass and she's muteres levayla, but it's not an absolute proof. It's mevar our suffix, but it's not mevar with the mitzvahs of the varmis. Can we really say with certainty she was not mazana? No. But if he did, we don't have to be chashish for it anymore. So the Gemara says that the water is not the greatest raya in the world, and it's not as good as two edim. If two edim come later and say she was mazana, then she's takasu. The water didn't prove anything. So come the Rishayim, Pesach and the Rav, and have the following machlokes. You have a woman who had kinyan, she had stira. We didn't know any edim. The edim were around. She drank the water. Now what happens? An eid echad walks in and says she's tameya. What's the din? She muteres or asura? Din diraisa. What's the din? Got the case. Kinyan stira, drank the water. Next week an eid echad walks in and says baruch abu, here I am. She's tameya. Comes Tyson Sait and says it would appear to them, at least as a possibility, Tyson throws out a suffix, that it could be. Well, we know that an Eid Echad is Nemun to say Tameya. Post Kinyas Tira, an Eid Echad is like to Eidim, basically. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Eid Echad equals to Eidim. So just as vis a vis to Eidim, we say to Eidim is better than the water, so an Eid Echad is better than the water also. And therefore, the woman is a Surah Labaila. That's what Tyson writes. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, when Eid Echad comes, we negate what he has to say. She drank already, it's over. What does the Mishnah Melech say? Famous beer in the Rambam? Come on, we spoke about this last year. Mishnah Melech, come on, bring back the... Where are the troops? Where's room? We need them. Comes the Mishnah Melech and says, Bedasa Rambam, in Ein Echad is never Ne'amon to say Tameya. There's no such entity called Ein Echad Ne'amon. It's Dov Shemir. Ein Echad, Dov Shemir, Pops Mishnayim. An Eid Echad is not Neman to say Tameya. You know what an Eid Echad is doing? An Eid Echad is Meneya, the possibility of drinking the water. Marshal of Adar V'Doyman. If a woman became a Saita Sofik and then her husband dies, but then she can't drink the water because one of the Tanoim necessary to drinking the water is the husband being around. What's the din if she became a Saita Sofik, then the husband went ahead and violated some other Aveir in the realm of Gilead Arayas? Ish benuka miyavon, the Gemara says, then the water's not going to, you don't drink the water. The water, there are specific halachic tanoim that are necessary to permit the protocol of drinking the water. If the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed on the way to, when you're on the way to Yerushalayim to drink the water, the Beis HaMikdash gets destroyed, so there's no drinking of the water. Does the fact that the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed prove that she was asura? It doesn't prove anything. It just took out our possibility of a biror. The birur of the Shtiyas Samayim is the only thing that can be mevarer that she's muteres. So sometimes that birur is taken away from us by the Torah. Come to Mishnah Melech Badas Rav and says, that's what Eid Echad means. When the Eid Echad says Tameya, there's somebody here who's staring us in the face and saying Tameya. You can't drink water when someone's saying she's Tameya. It's impossible. Does it mean that we believe the Eid Echad? We don't believe the Eid Echad B'chlal. We look him in the face and say, yeah, you're shocked, you know what you're talking about. You're an Eid Echad, we don't accept the word you're saying. But Sof Kol Sof, there's an Eid Echad who's saying that she's Tameya. The Eidus of the Eid Echad is not Ne'amon, but it's a Ma'akiv, it's a Meineya in Shtiyas Samayim. And therefore, Zok the Rambam, but Medra Murits Meineya in the Shtiyas Samayim, if what? If the Shtiyas Samayim hasn't taken place yet. But if the Shtiyas Samayim took place already, and she was already Mevara, that she's Tahora, and now the Eid Echad comes, so we look at the Eid Echad in the face and we say, you're not Neman to say anything. You never were Neman to say anything. You were Ma'akev Shtiyas Samayim, but she drank the water already. It came too late. You would have been there last week. You wouldn't have administered the water. But we gave the water test. She passed the test already. The test said she's Tahora. Are you an Eid Echad? Okay. But you have no Neman. Zippo, zero. So comes Mishnah Melech and says, this machleik is Taizen the Rambam tucked away in the backwoods of Masechet Soita. Whether an Eid Echad is believed to say Tameya post Shtiyas Samayim is a fundamental machleik, is what the very nature of the Nemanos of Eid Echad is. According to Taizen, Eid Echad in Soita post Kini Bistira, Eid Echad to say Tameya is the halach equivalent of two Eidim. And therefore, just as two Eidim can show us that the water was Shalek Adin and she's Asura, so to an Eid Echad, post Shtiyas Samayim can ask her also. And the Rambam says, L'hoyot v'ram yelim, because the Rambam holds that there never was a din of Eid Echad being Ne'amon. Eid Echad is not Ne'amon. Eid Echad was never Ne'amon. Eid Echad is merely a Ma'achiv in Shtiyas Samayim. Therefore, pre-Shtiyas Samayim, good. Post Shtiyas Samayim, no. You don't remember this? Didn't we talk about this? Right? We spoke about this. So Rabbi Isai, based on what I just said, if the Rambam is right, then the kasha of the Rambam is even more powerful. What's the kasha? The Gemara says, an Erechot says Temeya, and an Erechot says Tehora, so she doesn't drink. Oh, sorry. So we cancel the Edim, and she drinks. It's a stalemate in terms of Nemonis. So the Ran said, what do you mean a stalemate in terms of Nemonis? The Erechot who says Temeya is believed, the Erechot who says Tehora is not believed. What? How can we make the kasha even stronger? There's no Eda. Even the Eda says Temeya is not believed. The Eda says Tehora is not even in the ballpark. There's nothing. It's just as a din, when you have an Erechot who says Temeya, then there's a Menia Sashtia. Then you can't drink the water. So you have an Erechot who says that she's Temeya. So the Erechot says, what do you mean there's an Erechot who says Tehora? So the Kasha was, the Ran is the Kasha, the Erechot who says Temeya is Nemon, and the Erechot who says Tehora, we're not really sure is Nemon. We're not even sure is Nemon. He's not even on the radar screen, the Erechot who says Tehora. And Erechot is never believed in Uchasaita. Even to say Temeya is not believed. There's a quirk of Xeris HaKosov. Cool, when you have an Erechot, you don't administer Shtiyah Samayim. So, Echobah is an Erechot. I have an Erechot. I have another aid who's saying something else. What does that do with the price of being in China? The fact that there's another aid who's saying Tehora, what does that do with the case? I have an Erechot who says Temeya. If you're coming out to Nemonis, you can start to kvetch. Well, maybe the Erechot who says Temeya is Nemon. Maybe the Erechot says Tehora is Nemon. Maybe they cancel each other out. But if the Rambam's right that the Eid who says Tehora is not Nemon because the Eid who says Temeya is not Nemon, so then the Kash is even a million times stronger. So the bottom line is whether you present the Kash like the Ran or whether you razzle-dazzle, drive up the Kash a little bit like we did, the Ma'is of the Kash is a powerful, powerful question. What is going on in Masechus Sotah? How come the Gemara says that when one Eid says Temeya, one Eid says Tehora, it's a stalemate, and therefore she goes back to square one and she drinks the water? Why? But the Eidech says Tahir is mamish worthless. He doesn't command the Leisa. What do you see from the Azok? The Ran? What fundamental Yisoy, the Heilig Ran, the Ran looked at this Gemara in Soita, and he looked at Bavitziyah Dav Gimel. You thought about this is Ga'inus of Ga'inus. He's looking at Soita Dav Chavav and looking at Bavitziyah Dav Gimel, and he says it's the same principle. What is it? You see from here that there's a new claw. It's called Eidechot Be'achosha Lav Klo. Even in a case where an Erechot has Nemonis, and the other Eid doesn't have Nemonis, Apidin, the other Eid doesn't have Nemonis. But every time there's an Erechot who's speaking, and there's another counterforce of an Erechot, even though that other Eid doesn't have Nemonis, we don't believe him, he could still be Machesh the Erechot. He has the ability to cancel the Erechot. That's a Din Min HaTorah. Mamash HaParsha Soita. The Eid who says Tomei has Nemonos, the Eid who says Tor does not have Nemonos, but notwithstanding the fact that he doesn't have Nemonos, since the Erechot is being contradicted by somebody else, by Ka Yotzebo, since the Erechot who's presenting his case is being contradicted by somebody else, that's a rule in Hukos Erechot. And if an Erechot is being contradicted by another Erechot, it's Kamanda Leisa. Not because the other Eid is Nemon. In the case of Saita, the other Eid is not Nemon. We know for a fact the other Eid is Nemon. Not Nemon. According to the Rambam Vizicha, the other Eid is not Nemon. It's not even a Shaila. Nobody ever said that the second Eid is Nemon. But there's a klal in Hukas Erechot that Erechot Be'achosh Alav Klum. Zoktem the Ran, if that's the case, plug that into Shvuah Erechot. An Erechot comes and says, you have to take a Shvuah. Another Erechot says it's not true. You're not going to take a Shvuah. What's the din? Absolutely, no question. Eight Echem Revalto Divri Chaveiroi. And what's going to be the din? Patur Mishvuah. Why? Because the second eight is believed? No, Mapito. You know why is that the Ran? Because Erechot Behachosha Lav Klum. Is the second eight believed to say Patur? No. But he's accepted vis-a-vis being Mevatel the first eight. But he's not believed. There's no Nemonis. Zippo, zero Nemonis to an Erechot. You know why is Akhtaran? Because there is no such cloud called Erechot Peti Mishvua. It doesn't exist. This Gemara, Bamitziyah Dav Gimel, which the Maharam is 100% right, this is correct. But the Maharam's conclusion was is absolutely 1,000,000% correct. Pota Mishvua. But the conclusion of the Maharam is absolutely not correct. Ran, the conclusion, the correct conclusion is Erechot Bechosh Alav Klum, similar to the case of Saita. My Nafkamina? Who cares? At the end of the day, the Erechot knocks off the first aid. My nafkamina, whether you package it by saying Erechot is Paita Mishvua, or whether you package it by saying that Erechot Bechosh Alav Klum. What's the nafkamina? What? Erechot against what? Against the Bari B'Mikzah, Erechot against the Shuras HaShomrim. that which the Maharam Ruthenberg extrapolated from this Gemara to say that Eid Echad Poit Mishmu, and therefore it depart the Shavuos by the Mikzas, therefore it depart the Shavuos of Shomrim, the Ram would say, Lo Hoyu Devarim Me'olam. And Eid Echad Be'achoshes Lafklum, but once there's a Chi of Shavuos that's Chal, and Maid the Mikzas is Chal, and Eid Echad walks in and says, Baruch Abu, here I am, you don't have to take the Shavuos? You throw him out, who are you? You're an Eid Echad, I never heard of you. There's a chi of shvuas hashomrim. The Eidecha comes and says, no, I saw what happened. There's no need for him to take a shvuah. What do we say? Throw him out of Beis Din. You have no name on us. Zaf Teran, Eidecha is only like the Tashbetz. Eidecha is only sad l'chai shvuah. There is no gzir sakas of lift over shvuah. There's no kavachem. Everything is wrong. Tashbetz is 100% right. Teran. But, I the Barab had a gewaldige riot. Our Gevar, Daf Gimel, Daf Dal, the whole Rebbechi is hinging upon this statement. Zaf Teran, yeah, the statement is true. But my version of the statement is true. Not the Rabbi's version. I want to understand what the Ran just said. This is mamish mind-boggling. You have to look at the Metziah Daf Dalet. You have to remember the Gemara inside the Daf Chavav. You have to understand the problem of the Gemara inside the Daf Chavav. You have to understand what the solution to the problem of Chavav is, and then look at the Metziah Daf Gimel and Dalet and say, yeah, that's the answer. It's Silt Chavav that deflects the Raya of the Maram Ruthenberg from the Metziah Daf Gimel. It's pretty impressive, right? Pretty impressive what the Ran just said. That's only the first half of the Ran. What the Ran's about to pull off on us is, I think, even more impressive than the first half. We'll have to wait till tomorrow. Okay? So that's from tomorrow. We'll continue with the second half of the Ran. We have to give Shir early tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. But so we'll have to give Shir at, what do we say, 9:30? I think we discussed the rule. Okay, so is that going to work for you, Dr. Berman? 9:30, we'll make it work? Okay, got it. Otherwise, you're going to lose the half of the Ran. You can't lose the second half of the Ran. Hope that's 9:30 tomorrow. Okay, good.
One of the best rounds.